So I missed my bus. So it looks like we're walking to the station. I could walk to the station, I'm just lazy. So what should we talk about? Should we talk about you? Should we talk about how wonderful you are? And how you probably can't hear me because of traffic and wind. This is a very, very busy road. Well, I could wait 11 minutes for a bus. I mean, I would still get there before walking. I could get back to bed. Should we get back to bed? No, we're good. We're out. It's sunny. There is not a single cloud in the sky. The fiery ball is back. I'm not quite sure what that is. It appears some days in England. And first time I saw it, I did panic. I mean, if you saw a fiery ball in the sky, you'd panic, right? But I know, I don't think it wants to harm me. Although if I stand outside too long, I do go pink. I don't know. Hey, maybe I'm becoming a mutant. Maybe this is my origin story. That would be good. Anyway, you are wonderful. And I did just manage to spill water all over myself. This is not that sort of audio. So I think you need a bit of a reminder just how wonderful you are, because you are. There are, it's always funny when I'm recording in public, not like that, not that kind of audio, and I'm talking out loud and people walk towards me or cycle up from behind me. Nice ass. But get off the fucking pavement. That's a bétre noir of mine. Where the fuck was I? Yes. I have 2 points. I'll go back to the first point in a minute. It's always weird when you're on the street recording. Now, if it's a erotic one, I tend to hide it like I'm making a telephone call. That also hides my face, which gives me away. If it's a normal ramble like this, I'm literally holding it out in front of me, like they do in The Apprentice. That thing that always annoys me, when they hold out the phone like this and go, "Can you hear me? Buy it, don't be an idiot, I'm the team leader." That was my Apprentice impression, be impressed. I know they're coming to get me. Please don't run me over, please don't run me over. You don't want me to get run over, you like my audios. But the police are coming, save me. Yeah, it's always a little bit, please don't arrest me. Please don't arrest me. Oh, it's fire brigade. We'll just listen to the siren for a bit. It's because I'm just that hot. No, but when I'm recording in public and it's just a ramble, and people just start walking towards me, I always go quiet. And I realise that's just so suspicious. What I should do is start saying really dodge awkward stuff. I don't want to get the hiccups. Please don't give me the hiccups. I'm going to get the hiccups. I'm drinking this water really quickly because I don't want it to be too... splashy? Again, not that kind of body. It is actually quite hot. And I've only got factor 50 on. Now, you might be thinking, only? She only has factor 50 on? I am. Thank you, plane, for interrupting another one of my audios. Bastard thing. You might think that factor 50 is Dracula levels of sun protection. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's so very not. There's a reason that I sometimes get called Casper. I'm pale. I'm super pale. Well, I'm not white, but I do have the English rose complexion. And the fiery blue in the sky, well, you know, it's not making my origin story easy, because when I go pink, I'll go pink. I'm talking, I go lobster, like some sea crustacean. It's not that kind of audio either. That I have done a mermaid or, no, to be fair, I've done a sweet mermaid audio and a scary killer cannibal one. What do my audios actually say about me? I know you're listening to this and thinking, honey, you're rambling quite a bit. And it's true, I am. And that's because I'm addicted to tea and I haven't had any yet. And trying to be healthy. No, I just ran out of time. Spent too long in bed. And you see, I went quiet, so someone's walking towards me. I wanted to say something really dodgy, but I chickened out. Now back to the main point, which you've probably forgotten about because I've rambled on for so very long. You are fucking awesome. Now, I know you've been having some rough days and have been some doubts. And doubt is like the most... Okay, you have to think about doubt as kind of an evil super agent. And I mean, these are the Uber agents. They are undetectable, they're sneaky, they're cunning, they are treacherous. They will find a way inside and then they will set to destroy all the positivity and everything that makes you smile, because that's what they do. That's their job. Doubts are fucking little bastards. But it means that we sometimes have to be reminded that we are awesome. And then they get exposed and then they go, no, sunlight, no. Yes, I actually did that in public. I'm so special, just like you. No, I'm a special kind of special. So, we all have doubts and they creep in. And even the most confident of people can be affected by self-doubt. A lot of self-doubt comes from comparing. But when you compare yourself, you're comparing yourself unfairly. And this is in pretty much all areas of comparison. You can compare your worst to someone's best and then use that to just beat yourself up. You are an individual. You are distinct, unique, special. And it is wholly unfair to compare yourself to someone. It's not fair to them, it's not fair to you. There are billions and billions of little individual parts that make up you. From your smile, to the way you take your tea, to the way you spill water on yourself in public. Everything that you do, everything you say, every little quirk comes together to make you. Now, this is a one in a billion billion chance that everything would come together in such a way to create an individual like you. That is amazing in itself. So, when I say that you're special, when I say that you're unique, when I say that you're amazing, I actually fucking mean it. I'm going to bastardize a quote. You are made of star stuff. We are all made of star stuff. And when you look up the stars at night, and I did miss out a word there, when you look up at the stars at night, you don't really take the piss out of them. Ah, look at that star, so fucking faint. What the fuck? You don't do that. You just admire them. think that they're beautiful and just enjoy them. So why don't you do that about yourself? Serious question. Yes, I just be quiet again. Guess what happened? Answers on the postcard to the same address as always. I really believe that you are special. I believe that there's something about you which the world is lucky to have. And if you weren't here, its absence would be felt. Now, you might think that you could just disappear tomorrow and nothing would change. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. You are absolutely, completely fucking wrong. And I'm talking pub quiz, wrong answer kind of wrong. If you weren't around, the world would just be that little bit more sadder. And I think, as it stands, the world is pretty sad. There's a lot of negativity, there's a lot of bullshit. You, yes, you, you take some of that away. You brighten it up. You make a difference, and you might not think you do, but to go into the most used trope of everything, butterfly effect. You have an unseen effect. Now, I'm not saying that you wave your hand and a hurricane starts on the other side of the planet. Yeah, bit much. Not really going to go for that. But take this, for instance. You believe in yourself. You smile to yourself if you're walking down the street. I'm having the shittiest day ever. And you smile. And I see you smile, and I smile back. And that small, tiny, insignificant thing can make my day so much better. And that was because of you. No one else, just you. Because you. Am I going to sing in public? No, that'd be a bit too far. Only you. And I'm right by a bus. Can make this world seems bright, only you. I'm doing it on the down low. Can make the darkness bright. Trying to remember the words. Okay, torch is over. But the thing is, you are more important than you know, more special than you realize, and just goddamn fucking awesome. Now, I've got another 15 minutes, although I am going to see if I can catch a bus on the way there. Yay, healthy. We're walking in shoes that I really shouldn't be walking in. And I'm probably going to get bright pink. But am I going to get one over? Okay. Note to self, don't get one over. I like being in one piece. Although, you know that trick, sawing the lady in half? I always wanted to do that trick. I don't know, I just thought it was cool. But I am a little strange. Don't do it, honey, don't do it. Don't do it. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh shit, 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 shit. That was dumb. Oh, it's still red. Yeah, I'm not so good at crossing at crossings. I'm good when I just walk into traffic. What do you call that in America? Jaywalking? So anyway, I've got a tricky 15-minute walk now. So I will say goodbye. And probably won't post this because I know the sound quality is going to be absolutely appalling. Bye. And that beat, this is something that cracks me up. When you get those big engine revs and they're from a fucking Mini. And you think, really? Did you really have to rev the engine that much? Really? Okay. Bye-bye.